Welcome to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. The podcast is produced for leaders, young and experienced, in ministry and the marketplace. Now, let's join Dr. Steve Green as we seek to be led by the Holy Spirit so we might lead others according to God's purpose.
Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Is Alexa your personal assistant? That's that cone that sits in a room and you talk to it, ask it about baseball scores, softball scores, any scores having to do with sports, might even ask her about the weather. Now, how does this tie into leadership? Well, you're going to have to come back after the commercial and we'll talk about Alexa and leadership.
Do you dream of starting your own business? Do you feel stuck in survival mode? Turn your dream into reality by learning biblical principles and business skills to fuel your entrepreneurial vision. The Joseph Business School is a premier Christian business school that prepares kingdom-minded entrepreneurs. It's a nationally accredited entrepreneurship program that shows you practical and spiritual principles on how to start and run a business God's way. And in 9 months, you'll have a comprehensive business plan for your specific business idea. They offer weekend and online courses to fit any busy schedule. If you're excited about becoming your own boss, but know you need some focused teaching how to start and grow a profitable business, then Joseph Business School is for you. Don't delay. Spring classes start April 8th, 2017. Visit them at jbs.edu/online program. That's jbs.edu/online program, or call 1-866-791-4527. And now, back to the show.
So Alexa is this new digital assistant. There's a lot of things you can call it, but basically it's artificial intelligence. And the intelligence comes mainly from web searches. When you ask Alexa anything, and of course Alexa is made by Amazon, when you ask her stuff, she gives you answers that she finds through spider crawls throughout the website and then digitizes the answer coming back from it. I guess you could play chess with it. I've never tried. I guess there's a lot of other things you could do. She won't play golf with me. I've asked, and Alexa says, no, I don't do that. So Alexa does some things that really I want to talk about. But here's an issue that I want you to know, first of all, is the kind of sales that Alexa has been adjoining. First of all, it was at about the 5 to 6 million sales level until Christmas of 2016. The rumor is that it sold 3 to 4 million more units. It was the number one selling product from Amazon at Christmas of 2016. Now, that's amazing. So just give me a little bit of exaggeration, a little bit of a nod as a marketer. We're already deep into March when I'm recording this. And I would believe that Alexa is installed at about 10 million locations. So if you figure the average home, they may have the Alexa Dot, they may have the full cone Alexa. But for whatever reason, we are subscribing to the Alexa Intelligence or Artificial Intelligence by Amazon. Google has a version out. Other companies are coming out with advanced or maybe a dinosauric review of it. But this is my problem, and this is what I want to talk to you about. That Alexa answers basic questions, every one of which I can get the answer to on my own phone. Everything that Alexa tells me, I can get on my phone. Weather, sports, what's going on in Washington, D.C. I can ask for an update. Everything that she says, I know the source of where she gets it, online. So that means my smartphone can get it. So here's the question. Why are 10 million people, we assume that it's one per, but whatever it is, there's 10 million installs. Why do those folks want artificial intelligence? Why do they want that voice in the morning or in the afternoon? I'm going to make a conjecture on this thing. I'm going to give you something to think about. My belief is that we want that voice in our life. We want to hear something. We want input when someone talking to us. I frequently start my morning with clicking into a Bible verse or looking at email. It's really rough looking at email at 3:30 in the morning. And it hurts. And I know that books tell me I shouldn't do that, but when my eyes are open, my first response is to pick up my phone and look at it to do what I need to do. I don't call Alexa at that point. I might an hour or 2 hours later ask for a sports update or how my favorite team's doing or what's the weather, but I don't do it much anymore. I did it a lot early. But the research on it, what I'm hearing from people is they're using it a lot. And so that's the behaviorist in me that's asking the question, why is Alexa being used? Why are we talking to her? I think we need that voice. I think for those of us that don't hear a lot of voices at that time of the day, need it. We require it. It makes us feel in some way more human. So there's a big question. Does artificial intelligence, will it supplant the need for personal contact? We know that Facebook has reduced the amount of in-person contacts. We know it's less. That some folks' best friends are those folks they talk to on Facebook. They don't have that personal interaction. They're Facebooking, and that's replacing those discussions over the fence post. It's replacing those times when we talk to each other while we're taking out the trash or meet each other in the front yard. They're less and less because there's more and more of Facebook and other artificial intelligence. So here's my question, leaders. Are you artificial intelligently leading your team? Do they depend upon information, data, answers from artificial sources? And really, think about that word artificial. It's not real. Artificial gives me a whole lot of understanding of what it's not. I think people are craving the voice of a leader. We saw it in our political elections. We see it in our offices and our buildings. We are craving leadership. Nothing artificial about that. You can't Google an answer all the time and get wisdom and get instruction and get a little nudge from someone that you respect or you look up to help you to decide what you need to do next. That's the kind of leadership that I'm proposing we don't get if we're allowing our teams to rely on artificial intelligence. It's worrisome to me that we're getting so technological that even our day starts with someone else speaking to us. That I need it, I still want it, so I want that voice. But I'd rather have the voice of a leader. I'd rather have the voice of Jesus. I'd rather hear that still, small voice. That's not artificial. You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you all. Hi, this is Steve Green again. Do you want more information on leadership? Would you like to read more? You may or may not know that on the Green Lines blog on Ministry Today magazine, I write every day. If you care to, or if you're having trouble sleeping and you need to go back to sleep, read Green Lines and I guarantee you can go back to sleep really quick. If you want to read more about leadership, find me on Green Lines on ministrytodaymag.com. It's ministrytodaymag.com, and Green Lines will pop up, and if you choose to read it, I'd really appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Green Lines Leadership Podcast. If you would like to read Dr. Green's blog, visit www.ministrytodaymag.com. This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.